Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 1st. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 33 years ago, today, in 1991, American baseball player Ricky Henderson stole the 939th base of his career, surpassing Lou Brock's MLB record. Then in 2001, he also set the record for most career run score. He finished his career with 1,406 steals. Ricky got some speed. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's cloudy and feels like 43 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:37. It looks like we're in for a chance of showers mainly before 7 a.m. with some patchy fog. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 53 and wind around 9 mile per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be just after 12 a.m. with a high tide just before 6 p.m. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 49 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be partly sunny with a chance of showers, mainly between 10 a.m. and 1, with a high near 65 degrees. Friday and Saturday will be mostly cloudy and cooler, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. A chance of showers returns Sunday and continues into Sunday night. Monday turns partly sunny and much warmer, with a high near 72. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Independent Film Festival Boston, now in its 21st year, celebrates eclectic cinema with a strong sense of community. This year, the festival features 39 films and 55 shorts from around the globe, showing across various iconic venues in Greater Boston from May 1st. Through May 8th. The festival is more than just film screenings. It's a communal experience where moviegoers can connect over shared stories and experiences. You can get more detailed info by visiting WBRU.com for specific showtimes at the Somerville Theater, the Brattle Theater, and the Coolidge Corner Theater. Now on to sports. In a thrilling NBA playoff game at Madison Square Garden, Tyrese Maxey led the Philadelphia 76ers to a critical 112-106 overtime victory against the New York Knicks. Maxey scored a staggering 46 points, including pivotal three-pointers in the closing seconds of regulation to force overtime. This win was crucial as it prevented the 76ers from being eliminated from the playoffs. The series now returns to Philadelphia for Game 6, with the Knicks leading the series 3-2. Maxey's performance overshadowed strong efforts by Knicks' Jalen Brunson, who scored 40 points. In local sports, the Red Sox at home beat the Giants 4-0. And the Bruins at home for Game 5 lost to the Maple Leafs in overtime, 2-1. And tonight, the Sox are at home for Game 2 of the three-game series against the Giants. And the Celtics are at home for Game 5 against the Heat. In top news, the Biden administration introduced a tax credit system to encourage the production of sustainable aviation fuels, aiming to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the airline industry. Authorized under the Inflation Reduction Act, these incentives are designed to promote the use of agricultural crops in fuel production, adhering to climate-smart agricultural practices. The initiative is a significant step towards decarbonizing a sector traditionally challenging to make eco-friendly, with producers eligible for up to $1.75 per gallon in credits, depending on the emission reductions achieved. In business news, Amazon's Q1 advertising revenue soared to nearly $12 billion, a 24% increase from the previous year, driven significantly by integrating commercials into its Prime Video service. This strategic move, expanding ad presence in markets worldwide, notably boosted financial results, surpassing the anticipated revenue. CEO Andy Jassy highlighted the early success of streaming TV ads and the ongoing enhancement of Prime Video's content portfolio, which includes high-profile projects like NFL games and the Lord of the Rings series. This growth in ad revenue is part of a broader surge in Amazon's overall performance, with total Q1 revenue hitting a record $143 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $60,000. Ethereum is $3,000. And Solana, it is $126. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers have developed a novel type of plastic embedded with bacterial spores that can digest the material once it's discarded, potentially offering a new solution to the persistent problem of plastic waste. By incorporating spores of Bacillus subtilis, a soil bacterium, into thermoplastic polyurethane, the material remains intact during use, but begins to degrade when exposed to conducive environmental conditions in landfills or composts. This approach not only helps in managing plastic waste, but also surprisingly enhances the strength of the plastic, making it tougher than conventional plastics. And in entertainment news, Shogun has captivated audiences, emerging as a standout in the realm of hour-long dramas amidst a trend towards shorter formats. Its extensive use of Japanese dialogue demands undivided attention from viewers, distinguishing it from many modern series that accommodate multitasking. This characteristic not only enhances engagement, but aligns with its intricate storytelling, reminiscent of prestige TV classics, known for their demanding narrative depth. As it breaks viewing records, Shogun not only showcases the growing appeal of non-English programming in America, but also reinforces the power of focused, immersive television experiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Ricky Henderson, the all-time leading base stealer.
Luke Brock was the symbol of great base stealing. But today, I'm the greatest of all time. Thank you.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.